Sports this hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange. We were just chatting.
Yeah.
Before we went on the air.
We were chatting.
Oh, man. Good morning, Julie and James.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Playing a little rock in the USA this morning, huh? Pretty apropos on the 4th of July coming up. Got a great weather coming our way.
The U.S. won, too.
Yeah.
They're on to the round of 16.
Yes. World Cup. Yes. World Cup. Yeah. We're doing good things here in America. Let's take a look at the date book, Wyoming history. The year was 1862. President Lincoln signs an act granting land use for state agricultural colleges, which is still significant today, as the University of Wyoming is a land-grant college.
Wow.
Cool. A lot of them.
Lasting
a lot
legacy.
Of big ones.
How about that? Huh?
Well, who was that?
Lincoln. Which,
President Lincoln. Yeah, signed
that
act.
There's a lot of them. There's, mm-hmm. Like, some of the biggest colleges are land-grant colleges.
Yep.
A&M. A lot of the Texas schools.
That's awesome. 1885, a fine line of fireworks for the 4th at the J.H. Conrad Company building in Sheridan.
Wow.
So a fire
Still
line
downtown.
Of fireworks, yes.
J. You can H. see Conrad. The mural.
Yes, you can see the mural. 1885, on the date book today, Wyoming history, a little closer to Sheridan on that one. Richard Petty's 89, NASCAR driver.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Jerry Hall, model, actress. She's 70. Today. Physician and prophet Nostradamus dies on this date.
Didn't see that coming.
Born on this date, too. What's that?
He was born on this day and died on the same day?
Born on this day.
James said didn't see this coming.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Yeah. 1566 is when he was born. 1776, the Continental Congress passes a resolution saying these United Colonies are. And of right, ought to be free and independent states, 1776. 1881, President Garfield shot by Charles Gouteneau, a disappointed office seeker. Garfield dies the following September. 1937, Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while attempting an equatorial. I was having trouble saying that. Round the world flight. 1937. 1979, the first U.S. coin to honor women, Susan B. Anthony, was introduced.
Cool.
Is it the only one?
Probably not.
Oh, that's a great question, Julie.
Yeah,
I thought RBG had one. Ruth Bader Ginsburg had one.
I don't think so.
I don't know. The year. 1982, Larry Walters flew a lawn chair 16,000 feet over San Pedro, California.
What?
Oh, my God.
He tied 42 helium-filled weather balloons to the chair, landed safely.
What year was that?
That was 1982. I remember that.
What are we doing?
Just trying something, man.
You're trying something in a lawn chair. Come on. That just freaks me out even thinking about it.
Did he have a parachute
How
on?
How high did
sounds
he go?
Fun. 16,000 feet.
That sounds fun to you?
Yeah, it does.
16,000 feet? I mean, you're dead before you hit 10,000.
Yeah, you're at the mercy of balloons?
Yeah. Well, if you're getting too high, just pop a couple.
Yeah, unless an airplane comes over and whoops. Hey,
yeah, that's
that?
True. I wonder if he had
that's a guy now. In a,
let me
a
just say,
I wonder if he had to say something. To,
I would.
Like, the air
I think it'd
control.
Be fun to do, but I would not go to that height.
No,
okay,
I'd go.
How
yeah.
high would you go?
I don't know.
Go to about 40. 40 feet.
40 feet.
And then I'm probably
good.
Popping them.
Somebody help me down.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm good. How do I get down now?
16,000 feet.
You're like, get me to about 50 feet, and I'm like, all right, that's.
I don't know.
We did it.
I don't know how high I'd go.
I think you'd know once you were up there. You'd be like, all right, this is high enough.
This is high enough. I think so, too, James. I don't know how high that is, but I think I'd go.
He had to have been blindfolded or something so he couldn't look down and then panic.
I doubt it.
That's what I would have
done.
Maneuver? You're working with balloons and a lawn chair.
I know, so how did he land?
Pop him.
He didn't. Oh. He's still up there.
Pop him and make
pop
him
slowly.
Him and make, pop him slowly.
Well, either
and make
he's going to pop him or once you run out of atmosphere, it's going to pop.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
One of the two. Or some birds land on it. No!
Yeah. Or they get stuck up in a fuselage of an airplane.
Some eagle decides it wants to put its talons to a few. Yeah.
Because the air gets thinner, so the balloons are going to adjust to that the higher it goes.
Yeah, or they'll pop. Yeah. And it's over.
Okay.
You had to have a parachute or something. Had to have.
Yeah.
And then jumped.
I want that sheet of paper. I'm going to look into this guy after the show.
All right. Friday night, July 3rd. Mega Millions did not get a winner. Did you use your Zoltar numbers?
I did, but I haven't checked it yet.
Oh, you haven't checked it yet? No.
You didn't win.
So obviously,
then.
You didn't win. You could have won something.
Oh.
Which is what she did on
Cowboy Draw.
Yeah. And much to the chagrin of a few, there is no Zoltar available in Sheridan get numbers from.
I had somebody call, yeah.
Tell me that story.
Somebody called wondering where Julie gets her Zoltar numbers from and who Zoltar was. And I had to say,
I love it.
I was like, Zoltar, how do I explain this? And then they were like, I know what Zoltar is, but where do you get the Zoltar numbers? And I was like, well, when Julie got them, she was in Denver, so there's no Zoltar around here.
The Pumpkin Festival in Brighton.
I love it, man.
Probably be there next year.
Okay.
This year.
I think there's going to be a lot of people there now. Now.
Yeah.
Looking for the Zoltar.
It could be a Zoltar rush on that machine now. All people from Sheridan, Wyoming.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Because Julie was there. Oh, okay. Hey, James. This is more towards you, unless Julie plays these games. I'm not sure.
Sure.
Sony has announced it'll end production of PlayStation game discs.
This will be a whole thing.
Shifting the entirety to digital formats.
The beginning of the end of physical media as we know it. Kind of scary.
Digital purchases accounted for 85% of PlayStation games last quarter.
Yeah. The other thing is...
I didn't even know that was still available.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, too... That's scary about this is when you buy games digitally and any product digitally, really, you don't actually own it.
Right.
You're buying a key to basically access it. And this just happened. Sony had to take a bunch of movies off of their storefront that even if you already purchased it, you no longer had access to because they lost the licensing to those movies.
There you go.
And you can get refunds after that. So
you're basically
losing
renting.
Physical. Yeah. Losing the physical stuff is.
It's like having
deal.
A Facebook page. You're basically renting.
I mean, yeah, it's anything you own digitally, you don't really own. You own the access key to it, essentially.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate.
All right.
So now they're ending the physical.
There it is.
Production.
No more.
Wait, when was the last time you bought one?
I haven't bought a physical copy in a while. But again, it's all about, having consumer choice. That's part of the appeal, One game. On the digital storefront on PlayStation could cost $70, but it's $35 at Walmart. Now you're only going to have the choice to buy it off of the PlayStation store. So it's always going to be $70.
All right. I want to give a shout out to this young lady because it's pretty incredible. Kelsey Findler is close to completing her row across the Mid-Pacific. Solo journey.
Whoa.
Bold attempt, 2,400 miles, solo, unsupported, from Monterey, California to Oahu, Hawaii.
Wow.
Aiming to become the first American woman, the youngest woman, and the fastest woman to complete this Mid-Pacific route. 31 years old.
She's rowing?
Yeah, she's rowing. 24-foot boat called Lily. She's been living entirely at sea, battling storms, searing heat, blisters, sleep deprivation, power currents that push her off miles. This is not the first time across the Pacific. She previously skippered a four-woman team that did row. Through her daily updates, a life tracker, she's sharing highs and lows of her journey while raising funds for the Whale Foundation. Way cool. On Wednesday, she posted she tentatively scheduled to arrive maybe tomorrow.
Wow. So she has no support team, no boat following her to track it. No.
I think the Coast Guard from a distance is keeping an eye on her.
Well, they know where she is.
They know where she is.
She's doing that.
The other day, the Coast Guard did stop by.
Okay.
And resulted.
What are you doing out here?
They sang happy birthday to her, the happy crew. So, that's pretty cool. I'll give you a little inspiration.
She's all blistered up and sunburned.
The Coast Guard from where?
Probably the coast.
U.S. Coast Guard.
I know, but I mean, what? Where is she closest to?
She's close
probably
to
Hawaii. Pacific Ocean. Hawaii now. Hawaii. Yeah, yeah.
She's close to Hawaii. So that's cool. I like that.
I think you get about, if it's me, I get about 25 miles off of the California coast.
There's a link you can track her.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I get 25 miles off the California coast, and I'm like, why am I doing this? I don't need to do this.
We're double timing it, man.
This is free will here. I don't need, I'm going to turn around.
Okay. Let's do some trivia today.
The hardest part would be the time alone. I mean,
no, the hardest part would be rowing after about 1,400 miles, I think. And your shoulders
I'm
being
tired.
Like, yeah.
That might help
that's
you.
That's the hardest part.
The shoulder pain, and then you're like, ah, I'm so alone out here. I can't feel my hands, though.
I'm so lonely.
I'm lonely.
Yeah.
I would imagine she's being visited quite frequently by several aquatic friends.
Yeah,
oh,
like
yeah.
The
sure.
turtles. Yeah. You always hear that. Yeah. I'm fascinated with people lost at sea and their stories afterwards when they survive.
Okay, trivia today. You ready for this?
Yeah.
What does GAT mean?
Gator's gotta get his GAT.
Spell it.
GAT. GYATT.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the movie The Other Guys.
No way. Don't even give this a thought.
There's a,
when Will Ferrell says GAT.
I know. But GAT means, GAT is a gun. But GYATT is.
I have no idea.
Is
I
think someone it means it's like who got, is curvy and attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to GAT.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
It's like random. Okay. Who was the first major league baseball player to pitch over 100 miles an hour? Mr. Baseball.
Randy from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Randy
Johnson.
Randy Taylor. No, first,
I came up.
I think it came a lot earlier than that. Probably,
I know. Like good one, Julie. She smoked you, James.
Are we talking?
I was
Bob Feller.
Okay, let's go on
from the 20s.
Nolan Ryan.
Okay, that was my second guess.
Of course.
I thought it would have happened earlier than that.
Okay,
Bob Feller, the heater from Van Meter, was his nickname. So I thought.
What is it called when a bowler makes three strikes in a row?
A turkey.
Right.
Wow, I didn't know that.
A turkey. I only know that because of Wii Sports.
Unless you're using a 30-pound ball like Julie.
32-pound
ball. 32-pound ball. When you're ripping up the
floorboards. Ball. Yeah. Julie wants
hurting your shoulders.
Julie's going to stop do some bowling this weekend. She wants the 32-pound
ball.
What's
the 32-pound ball?
At the lanes.
Covers the whole lane.
No, it's just really dense.
It's the boulder from Indiana Jones.
Okay. 32-pound ball. Hey, how much does a cloud weigh? If you look up in the sky right now, you see a cloud. How much do you think?
All approximately water.
3,000 pounds.
1 million.
Whoa.
Average size. That's 1 heavy. Million.
I mean they carry water.
Yeah, it's all water, pretty much.
So, I mean, a Culligan bottle's 42 pounds.
I love when you try to relate it to things.
You just now related imagine, that to a Culligan water
well,
bottle.
I mean, now imagine 40,000 Culligan bottles up there.
That's what I'm going to see every time
that's
I look up.
That's some great advertising
real
up
relatable.
There, right? All right. Okay. Have a great day. James and Julie, thanks for stopping by on the show. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. You're listening to Caroe Sheridan. From your Synergy Home Care studios. Currently, we have partly sunny skies and a million-pound cloud and 60 degrees.